Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back especially to the last weekend when we had our meetings and people gathered from all over Europe and also right up to Nepal and African countries, coming to hear the word of the Lord. And we're just so glad for this great opportunity given to us at this time, and also the means that we can share the precious and holy word of God with the inhabitants of the earth. Right now, we're in the process that by internet, the whole world can join us every first Sunday in a month to hear the word that's being preached here directly. We also look back to 40 years of international ministry, spreading the message of the hour, taking the true word of God to the ends of the earth. As you might know, William Branham was a man sent from God with the word of God to the people of God to prepare like in the days of John the Baptist, a people for the Lord. At the first coming of Christ, it was John the Baptist, a promised prophet, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, Malachi 3, verse 1. And when the time came, the supernatural happened on earth. The birth of John the Baptist was announced, and he was the fulfillment, and he had his ministry and preached and prepared the way of the Lord. Then we have the promise that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord would be, when the earth would be in flames, before the sun turns into darkness and the moon into blood, God promised to send Elijah the prophet to restore all things. Beloved, God keeps every word. God keeps every promise, whether we agree with it, whether we receive it or not. God is obligated to every promise he made. And whenever the time comes, he fulfills what he promised. And those who believe the promised word of God are the ones to receive the divine revelation and enter into the things which God does according to his word at their time. I had the great privilege to know Brother William Branham since 1955, right till 1965, when he was taken to glory. And it so happened by the providence of Almighty God that he was taken home on my birthday, December the 24th. And beloved, whether you can believe it or not, but I live in Germany. I had no knowledge of Brother Branham having had the accident on December the 18th, had no knowledge that he was taken to glory on the 24th. But I, Brother Frank, saw William Branham on a cloud, just moving up and moving up and moving up. And in this vision, I said, Brother Branham, you are not the Son of Man. Why do I see you on this cloud? I didn't know, as I said, that he was moving from time into eternity just at that very moment. Beloved, don't criticize supernatural things. I heard the voice of the Lord a number of times. The dear Lord gave directions right from the very beginning. I can go back to April the 2nd, 1962. I can look back to over 40 years of ministry. And more than that, I can look back and see how the Lord spoke again and again. And beloved, through His Word and by His Spirit, He spoke many, many times. Every time we preach this precious Word, the Lord speaks with us. But at this moment, I'm referring to the number of times I heard the audible, all-penetrating, all-commanding voice of the Lord with these ears. And I pointed to my right ear because the voice of the Almighty always comes from up, but it always comes from the right. Never from directly before me, never from the left, always from up, but from the right, like this. I've just written a circular letter which will be published, God willing, in January 2006, and we shall send it to our friends, to all the countries, especially to the ministering brethren with whom we share the message of the hour, not interpretations of any statement Brother Branham made, but the true Word of God. And beloved, I want you to clearly understand that everything revealed to William Branham is found in the Holy Scriptures. If somebody claims that William Branham went beyond the Scripture, then please understand my point of view. More than that, my conviction that there is somewhere a misunderstanding. William Branham, as a man of God, a true prophet, whom I knew personally, I drove with him in the same car. I ate with him at the same table. I was in his meetings in Germany. I was in his meetings in the USA. I know he was a true prophet. He never took us out of the Scripture, not beyond what God's Word says, but it was given unto him to reveal all the mysteries from Genesis to Revelation 22, the last verse. This is my belief, and I'm convinced that God stays with us within the limits of God's Word. And some, of course, say that they believe in the revelation of the seven thunders. Beloved, let me quickly make the statement. God is only responsible to us for what is written in this word. Please, don't forget to read Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. We are commanded to read the things which are written in this book and to keep what is written therein. Don't be worried about anything that is not written. Leave it to God. Respect the decision that came from heaven. Don't write. Seal it. Please, please, respect what God decided. If you cannot, close your Bible, forget the message, and have your own way. Beloved, I have to be straight. I have to be strict. My whole life was dedicated for one purpose, to call God's people out from all confusion, but not look and see that they are being taken again into all the confusions. I must stay with God and with His Word. I cannot tolerate a single interpretation of any statement or any scripture. God watches over His Word to fulfill it. You will be surprised to read the circular letter. You will be surprised to see how the Lord has led us throughout the 40 and more years. He has given directions. He has spoken. And He confirmed His Word. And I just have to say, may God bless you. May it be the truth with all of us. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. These four things go together. May you remain in the true teachings of the apostles, in the true fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which reveals the Word of God. And then also in the breaking of bread and in prayer. God bless you throughout this year 2006. And be with you. And we pray for Israel. And we pray for the Church of the Living God. Please pray for me. Pray for us. And we shall pray for you. The blessings of God rest upon you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.